and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Recipes with a long list of ingredients actually turn me right off, and so do menus. But in our Family Food Kitchen, today's guest, Jackie Vega, she's a working mom dietitian who's going to prove you can feed your family a healthy, delicious dinner with just 5 ingredients. Jackie, the possibility of 5 ingredient dinner menus has definitely caught my attention. I'm ready. Are they healthy?
Of course, Ellen. That's my middle name. like I had mentioned previously, planning is essential, and that's what we take care of over at Super Healthy Kids. But I definitely feel that anyone can pre-plan at least 2 to 3 meals. And I know that I think the biggest complaint that I hear from moms and some dads who are the ones who are doing the cooking, what do I cook for dinner? Because everybody's rushing around that time. I call that my personal bewitching hour, because I know that there's so much that needs to be done, whether it be homework or there's other things that need to be cleaned, and planning a meal, like, that's just crazy. So if you pre-plan at least 2 to 3 and know, you can always overcook and then have those as leftovers. So that's one of the biggest things. And what I definitely suggest as well is making those, you know, your kids and your spouse a part of it. I can honestly say that I do this every Saturday. And if it's not Saturday, it's Friday or Sunday, whichever few hours before I'm going to be heading out to get food for the week. I sit those kids down, and I may run to my husband at his computer and ask him, you know, please give me an idea for at least one meal, and go from there, because then at least they know what they're anticipating. And I've even gotten to the point where my kids, I hand them a piece of paper and I have them write down, you know, plan out your meals, because they know that mom's going to have at least 2 vegetables and a fruit in there. So getting them involved is going to help you out too.
I love that. I mean, after all, if we have to manage the household, might as well delegate some tasks, right? So I absolutely love that idea, and I'm definitely going to start doing that, handing a piece of paper to my kids. Now, it might be a little scary, the ideas I'm going to get back, but I'll be challenged to try them out. So when you're shopping and doing all this planning, which I have to agree with you, it's the key to success for eating healthy, is really planning ahead and shopping and creating some sort of routine to go by. But when you're doing that, tell us, how, with 5 ingredients in mind, do you start off by thinking of the main dish and then what goes with it? Or how do you start planning those meals, other than the ideas that come from your family members?
I go backwards. I will take, like, well, first of all, and this is what we do with Super Healthy Kids as well. There are different days that we'll plan out. Like, there'll be an Italian day. There may be an ethnic day where it's either something that's Chinese or Japanese inspired. And we like to have crock pots thrown in there a few times a week, and soup as well. So we're going to do that, and that's how I do it at home too. But I always have to pick out, okay, we're going to make sure that we're having this kind of fruit this day. There's these 2 types of vegetables, and I build off of that, because I just personally feel that things can kind of backfire if we're going to have steak. So what's going to go with your steak? So if you always know that you're going to be planning your fruit and your vegetables beforehand, the rest of it just kind of falls in, because I think that when you're dealing with vegetables, any kind of protein is going to be able to go well with that. And that's how I do it.
I would call that forwards. I think that is brilliant. Yeah. So you've made fruits and vegetables your centerpiece, probably some grains, and then the byproduct is you have a little space for some meat or fish, if that's where you wanted to go. And right. So I applaud that wholeheartedly. I think it's a great approach. Using that as an example, what do your kids then, do they start backwards? As you're saying backwards, I'm saying forwards. Do they start with fruits and vegetables? And give us an example of one of the ones or a couple that your kids have put together for you.
Well, they love Taco Tuesday. So, and this is fresh in my head, because I know Tuesday has just passed, and when we were finishing dinner, my son says, we have to have Taco Tuesday every Tuesday. But for me, it's under a few conditions. It has to have, you know, because when we're dealing with five ingredients, of course, tacos, you're going to go over five ingredients, especially when you're trying to add more vegetables into your family. You could try it in a way of having at least five vegetables. So my kids will eat the spinach, the shredded carrots, and the slivered orange bell peppers. So I know those three vegetables are always going to be a hit. And then I'll add another one that maybe they've been back and forth on, maybe avocado, because they've both tried it, but they really are not sure if they like it. And then have them choose something completely different. So if they're going to, you know, ask for this particular meal at least once a week, that's my stipulation. You've got to make sure that you're going to try at least one other vegetable with it. So, and with my son, again, with my son, and even with my daughter, you know, with the spinach, I always just, on top of all this other, you know, ingredients that they actually like inside of that taco, here, put one spinach leaf. Let's just put one in there. And that's where it, that's another way that it just builds off from there. So.
I like that, Jackie. We also do Taco Tuesdays here at home, and I, much like you, I kind of put those stipulations in place. And what I've also done is sometimes forget that I can change out the thing completely and still call it a taco. So instead of using tortillas, we may use a lettuce leaf. And instead of using ground beef, we use just beans, or we use ground turkey, or sometimes even fish. Fish tacos have become a huge hit here at home. Couldn't even get my son to eat fish before. Tried it on the taco, thinks it's the next thing best to toast. So, you know, sometimes
awesome.
It's just about, and I think a lot has to do with the seasoning too. So do you use a lot of spices and seasoning and herbs when you cook?
Yeah, I typically do. I mean, I don't want to say a lot. My daughter, she pretty much will eat basically anything. And my son, his particular thought is, it has to be tasty, Mommy. It has to be tasty. So when you're dealing with the tacos, again, I prefer not to use pre-mixes. We do have a really great recipe on the Super Healthy Kids website, and it's just the taco seasoning. So off the top of my head, while looking at it, I'm going to say that it's cumin, chili powder, a little bit of salt, a little bit of pepper, and oregano, maybe. I'm thinking that's about what it is. And you can just test them, you know, see what types of those ingredients go well together. You don't need all those extra things that they put in the prepackaged.
Well, you know, I have a question about dinner, and I'm just going to make this real quick because I know we're running out of time. But if it's not a taco night, just give us in 30 seconds or 15 seconds a quick other alternative.
Yes, a crock pot. Throw in your favorite chicken in the crock pot and then your favorite barbecue sauce. Those are two ingredients. You just toss them in there. Depending on what kind of chicken that you're cooking, I usually will get the organic thighs because they're very reasonably priced and you know that you're getting a great piece of meat, and then put in the barbecue sauce, turn it on for maybe 4 to 5 hours, make sure you check it, and then pick out your favorite grain, brown rice, and you can even grab frozen vegetables from the freezer and an apple. Those are some of the, you know, the easiest things you can toss together.
Jackie, that sounds delicious. Definitely a recipe I'm going to be looking for. And if everybody wants to look for those recipes, make sure you check out superhealthykids.com and look for more from Jackie at thewellnesssolution.com. Thank you so much for all those five ingredients and more dinners that you can make it healthy and easy for your family. And for more healthy solutions to feeding your families, visit us at kidcritics.org. In the meantime, eat well and stay well.